Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. Congresswoman think of the President's State of the Union speech and more? Let's go in-depth with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Hi, Congresswoman. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have to explain to you and to our listeners that this call is going on as storm sirens are being tested, so they're probably hearing that in the background. And then also we're doing something that we do a couple times a year called Home Shopping Extravaganza call-in show. So the guys next door that are having a lot of fun with that are pretty loud, and they're going to probably bleed into the interview a little bit, so I apologize.
That's all right. I'm interested in the home shopping business thing that they got going.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today is, here comes the storm siren. One of the things I wanted to talk about with you today was the President's State of the Union message last night, and this will air on Friday, so it was last night for us, but it'll air in later in the week. So what did you think?
Well, I was very happy to see the president hit on so many of the big issues that our country's facing, but, you know, to really talk about how we're stepping up, and then, of course, to point out to folks that we are in a really good spot right now. You know, by the end of the year, the deficit will be down to less than half of what it was before the president took office. He's the first president to ever cut our deficit by more than $1 trillion in a single year. We're at a place where have all been hoping to be, which is removal of CDC guidelines for, you know, mask wearing in certain areas, and you know, vaccinations have been getting into our communities at record rates. And so I was so happy to see him go back to a few of those things that he's done to really point out that there's been a lot happening, not to mention stepping up and showing America how we are there with our friends in Ukraine. It was wonderful to have the ambassador there last night and to show her a sign of force from the United States that we will be standing side by side with our other NATO countries, our allies, to protect Ukraine. So in addition to that, I think he did a great job of hitting on key health issues that our country's facing, whether it's the opioid issue that it has hit far too many people in our district and across the country. And then, of course, to address his cancer moonshot, which is to literally cut cancer in half by the next 25 years. This is big business. But then, you know, he didn't fail to hit on the stuff that really is, I think, impacting American families and letting them know that he's here for them, whether it was keeping businesses open and alive during COVID with paycheck protection programs and making sure that our small businesses across this country had opportunity, but telling folks about why we've got to pass bills like, you know, the child tax credit and taking care of child care so that our families have opportunity to get back to work and to have a good place for their children. So I think he really hit on a lot of pieces, from safety of this country and the importance of stepping up during this crisis over between Russia and Ukraine, all the way to lowering the cost of prescription drugs, which is incredibly important for Iowans. And I want to also touch on something that I don't think is getting as much coverage. He really focused a lot on elder care. And for Iowa, that is a heck of an important issue and something that is near and dear to me that I've done a lot of work on. He wants people to be able to, you know, retire in their homes and to have a good and dignified retirement. And he wants to find ways to do that and help our nursing homes, but also help people stay in their homes. And the gist of it is just helping Americans live a full and robust life and a retirement of dignity. And I think that's a great message for this country.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Well, you know, I try to pay attention to the news, but last night when he talked about the deficit reduction, I guess I have to admit that was the first time I heard that or knew that. Did I miss something, or has the media not done a very good job covering that?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bob. Listen, the media hasn't done a good job of covering that. Here's the problem, and not you. I'm not pointing fingers. We have done so many good things, but yet the narrative out there is, quite honestly, too often just standard talking points from the Republican leadership here, not what the reality is. We wouldn't want to let the truth get in the way of a good story, as they say, right? So we have cut the deficit. I mean, the other thing is, just so I wanted to make this perfectly clear, and the president said it last night, he does not support defunding the police, neither do I. As a matter of fact, Democrats have funded the police to the tune of 25% higher for the COPS grants, which are the major grants that come out of the Department of Justice. So we are literally increasing funding. So when I say stories aren't being told correctly, it's pretty much across the board. And I was glad he, you know, really stepped up and told the truth and put that out there last night.
Well, and I don't know, a few months ago, you announced increasing investments in police forces in, I think it was Henry County and Warren County. And there was, and that was a very interesting initiative, but the media didn't pick up on, unless I missed something there too, they didn't pick up on your announcements regarding those investments in local police offices.
Well, listen, I push very hard to make sure folks know what I'm doing. That's the Invest to Protect Act, which literally sets aside $500 million, $100 million every single year out of the Department of Justice, actually more than that, so we can actually set aside funding just for units of 200 and under, which is literally everywhere in Iowa, so that we're no longer going to compete truly against New York, which we do, 36,000 officers or something like that in New York. Why the heck are we, why is Indianola, why is the Warren County Sheriff's Office competing against New York, Chicago, even Des Moines? I mean, we've got to make sure that they've got resources. So my bill sets funding specifically aside for smaller units across the country, and that will benefit Iowa. But to your point, you know, honestly, I work really hard to get the message out there because I'm working really hard for Iowa. But we do need journalism to step up and you know, kind of talk about these issues. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Now, one of the things that President Biden mentioned that I was happy to hear more about was the fact that the bipartisan infrastructure bill that, with our congressional delegation, only you and Senator Grassley voted for, is bringing 65,000 miles of roads under repair, and I think it was 1,500 bridges across the country. And one of the things that the public might not pick up on that I have been able to, because I sit in on supervisors' meetings and city council meetings, and those aren't abstractions. Those aren't in the future. Those things are now, in the sense that Warren County and Marion County, surrounding counties, they've all been letting out bids and asking for proposals for specific kinds of roads, for specific roads to be built, different kinds of projects. And both Warren and Marion County, they're building structures that they couldn't have built before, or wouldn't have them have diverted money from somewhere else, but they're building new structures to house the equipment, the road equipment in, where before they had to sit out in the rain and hail and snow and take all that weather. Now they're going to be protected in new buildings, which is just fantastic, and an investment in our infrastructure. And so, I mean, this just reverberates throughout our communities, the gravel pits, everybody's asphalt, you know, it's just those road construction projects, they're underway right now. When the ground thaws, they'll be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful you bring that up. Just in Iowa, we've already received, this is already $650 million for Iowa's roads and bridges. And that's not even the $110 million we've got for water infrastructure already, over $86 million for bridge repairs already. We're going to have over $430 million total in bridge repairs out of this. But So we've got a lot of money already coming to Iowa, as you mentioned. We're going to have $5 billion total, but we're getting close to almost $1 billion there already. Projects are moving, and I hope that our communities are moving forward. I've been out in all around the district talking with mayors and city administrators to have them get moving on those grants, and I'm so glad to hear that you're hearing that conversation on the ground. I'm actually meeting with the head of the DOT today, and we're going to be discussing a lot of the projects and making sure that Iowa is doing everything we can to get these fixed as quickly as possible.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Well, now I've reached out to Governor Reynolds' office to see if she wants to come on, and I'd love to talk with her about some of this stuff. But in her response to President Biden last night, she stressed that, in her opinion, government spending and too much spending in the pandemic, et cetera, and now has led to inflation. And President Biden didn't talk a lot about inflation last night. And that's something that's hitting all of us. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's pretty easy to say a talking point like that and not back it up with any facts. You know, that's the whole problem right now. Unfortunately, too many people in Republican leadership are just going with narratives that don't have any facts behind him. Here's the real facts. By the end of the year, again, the deficit will be down to less than half of what it was before President Biden took office. He's the first president to ever cut the deficit by more than $1 trillion in a single year. If the governor wants to learn about how inflation is created, she needs to go back many decades to look at how the structures of our country have changed, and in Iowa as well. Jobs have been outsourced. They've been sent overseas so that large corporations could put more money in their pockets and do buybacks for their big, rich shareholders. They don't live in Iowa, folks. They live on the coastal cities and wherever. And so we've offshored jobs, put in a tax rate in the previous administration and other administrations before that as well, but in the previous administration that literally created more of that, sending more money out of our country in offshore accounts and allowing more companies to do tax write-offs to give them better job opportunities by putting people overseas. So here's the deal, folks. The president wants to build a better America, and that starts with building products in America. And I, for one, am thrilled to know that we will be there. We have had presidents say that we will do this. We have had presidents say they will do an infrastructure bill. President Biden got it done. Now we are going to move forward with things like our commission, our Ocean Supply Shipping Reform Act, the Competes Act, all of the pieces related to producing goods here, to making sure that we've got trade folks with trade skills and apprenticeship programs, to fill those, to make sure that we're buying our products from America as we're building out our infrastructure and buying our products from Americans as we're building out this new manufacturing opportunity. So I'll tell you, as I've been out in the district, Bob, and I've been out to our small manufacturers, they are doing everything they can to build a good living and to make opportunity for our communities, and we need more of that in this country. So I'm never going to let false narratives get in the way of the facts. The facts are that although there is inflation, it isn't just because of you can't ever just, listen, I wouldn't blame inflation on President Trump, and I'm not going to blame it on President Biden. To do so is so short-sighted and doesn't look at the reality of things. It was decades of moving products out of our country from creating them here, decades of putting tax policy in place that hurt working-class families, but really helped out corporations not paying their fair share. And then you throw on top of it a major worldwide crisis of a pandemic where we're seeing supply chain disruption across the entire world. Absolutely, we're going to see this. So let's fix it. Let's not just sit there and say, we've got this problem. Let's talk about the solutions. And that's what the president did last night, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Now, there's so much to talk about with Ukraine, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I think that you know this, is that I know that you know this, but there's, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Ukrainians fleeing the country and seeking refuge, and that we have lots of Ukrainian neighbors here already. I mean, they're business people. They own shops. They're, in real estate, construction. There's I was reading the other day about 1,000 people from Ukraine in Lucas County. And we know that we have a labor shortage. Wouldn't it be, and it's just not people in the Ukraine. It's lots of people that need our help could come and help us with respect to immigration. Any thoughts on that?
Well, listen, the president brought it up last night. We need comprehensive immigration reform, and I completely agree with him on that, to protect our country, but to also bring folks here and make sure that's done so in a dignified way. I don't know what the parameters would be around folks from Ukraine coming right now. I think there would be a lot of hoops that might possibly need to be gone through. I don't know. You know, we would be coordinating with NATO because that's how we are engaging, with this crisis, is with our allies and through NATO. And so it would have to be done, I think, from that format to see what would be the best in, helping those folks. And, here's the other thing I'd say, Bob, and I agree, it's, whatever we can do to help. But, those are folks fleeing because of an unprovoked attack by a terrible guy, Putin. And they want to stay in their beautiful country. So we want to do what we can to help them. And make sure that those citizens can return to Ukraine where they want to, live and raise their families.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I just want folks to know that in general, we've cut off Russia's largest banks from international financial systems. We are going after Russian oligarchs. We have closed off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating them. We've given $1 billion in direct assistance to Ukraine. Again, we're giving more money. We've already given money. And we are working with all of the other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. But I'd also like to point out here, instead of pointing fingers and trying to, re-up some pipeline that's going to take years to do that, let's ask our producers, our oil producers here, to get back to where they were. They're still not producing what they could be producing that they did before COVID. They're choosing to hold back so they could put more money in shareholders' pockets. So let's push for our domestic suppliers to do that. We're on top of this, and we're going to help Ukraine and do everything we can to make sure that we protect democracy around the country and around the world.
Thanks to Cindy Axney for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.